Sixth parak of Avos, sixth Mishnah. Maka is Mekoyber. We're continuing with the ideas, the 48 things. Person recognizes his position. This is Shaykh to the, we said, the being humble. Samech Bechelkoy. He's happy with what he has. This is Shaykh to the Midah Bitochen. He puts a fence around what he says. He's careful what he says. He doesn't just say everything. Doesn't feel he deserves things. A person like that feels he deserves things, and he's always also doesn't have that peace of mind. He's always expecting that people should treat him as a much greater person. They don't yet realize his greatness. He's beloved by others, and he loves HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He loves people. He loves doing good things. He's even happy and loves that people should chastise him and put him in the right direction. Make him aware of his shortcomings. He loves to be straightforward, not to do things all kind of complicated, or not so honest techniques. He runs away from kavod. He doesn't become a balgai because he knows a lot of Torah. He's not excited about paskening things. If a shayla comes, it comes, but he's not looking to make his imprint on society by paskening halachas. He understands where other people are coming from. He could feel the tzad that they have, the hardships they have. And when the person does something, he could always judge him favorably. And when he does so, he'll also be able to have put people in the right direction. Amid al Hashalim, put people peace with one another. He's comfortable with his learning. It remains with him. Shoyel Umeshev, he knows how to ask and answer. Shoymeya Moisev, he hears something, he can add to what he hears to. He learns so that Lalamid, he learns to have the clarity so he should be able to teach it, and he learns it has a clarity to know the Alocha. Machim is Rabbi. And he's a person who makes his Rebbe wise because he asks him good questions. The shmuz that he heard, he makes sure that they're clear cut and organized. And when he hears something, he doesn't say everything in his own name, he says in the name that he heard it from. Olamata, we learn from here, somebody says something in the name of the one he heard it, he brings Geula to the world. The Ma'is of Purim, she said, Hashem Mordechai, and that eventually brought the Gula that Achashverosh paid back Mordechai and brought down to the hanging of Haman. Bar Kol Panim, once again, these are the 48 things that the common thread are these three Nakudas of the Limit itself, and the Midas HaBitochen, and the Midas HaNova. Those are the things that bring a person to have a Kinyan in his Torah, not just learn it.